A decision I didn't entirely understand coming out of E3 is the Xbox One Elite controller for Windows 10. Although, I love the fact that the Xbox One's going to be able to play older Xbox games. Shannon bouncing off the ceiling on Tech Thing this week. She's so excited about that because now she can get rid of her Xbox and still play her Xbox games. So I'm just going to get the price out of here first because, game controllers aren't expensive enough. This one is $150.
Yeah.
That seems a little pricey to me, but
it's expensive for an Xbox controller. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, well, you pointed out you could buy like 3 Steam controllers or like what, a Roku and a half, 2.5 Apple TVs, a really nice Harmony.
Look at the controller, system. Patrick. Look at the controller.
Yeah, it's
all
nice.
The buttons and the customizable stuff. Like it's got paddles where your pinky goes on the controller
I was laughing because you can adjust it and modify it. I'm like, what? You're gonna adjust the swing weight on your remote controller? This is 220 gram swing weight on this remote control is just unusable. I tease, right? But it's interesting. So you can 2 switches on the back of the controller allow the range of trigger motion to be limited on the fly. This is for stuff like Grand Theft Auto, so you can control throttle and brake easier. Then you flip a switch when you leave the car and get the full range of motion. I mean, there's a lot going on here for a serious gamer. In terms of the ability to edit buttons and mapping and the physical hardware modifications you can make by putting in different types of pads and stuff. So I will say, there's a lot going on here. Scott's got a pretty good write-up on it. It's interesting that a wireless adapter is going to be will not be required if you use the included USB micro cable.
It's going to be available for the Xbox, obviously, and Windows.
Yeah.
Windows through USB, or if you buy one of the wireless dongles for it, it's got like adjustable height thumb sticks. I don't know what that's good for yet, but it sounds awesome.
Well, it's only $150 to find out. And unlike Casper Mattress, they're not going to give you 100 days to return it.
No, they won't. No. And I think it's going to be available in October, I believe. Yeah. I don't know. Would the higher thumbstick allow you, is it like give you, it gives you just like you have more, not more leverage, you're not worried about leverage, but like if you're driving a car with it, do you get more, a higher angle of throw with it, I guess, because of that?
A friend of mine's a very sophisticated golfer, and he said to me, there's 2 people that buy a particular brand of golf clubs. There are people who can knock a mosquito off of a fence post at 70 yards in a roaring hurricane every time. And there's guys that like expensive golf clubs. And, for some
That's
segment.
100% accurate.
You know what I mean? Like, there's going to be people that are going to put that thing on there and they're going to start taking names and kicking ass in gaming tournaments and being the terror of everything online. And there's a lot of people who are going to have a $150 controller that did exactly everything they did with the free controller that came in the box. I'm just looking forward to Windows 10, like Xbox gaming on Windows 10.
Yep. I was kind of impressed like this, that they kind of announced day and date. It'll work with the PC. They're going to bring the wireless stuff to the PC. They announced a couple of first party titles were going to come to the PC. Forza and the Gears of War remake, I think, are coming to PC. So, it's not a huge shift all of a sudden, like where some people were like, oh man, what if they made it so you could run every Xbox game on a PC? They clearly didn't. They're not going to do that. They're not going to undermine themselves in that way. But any little bit where they start to realize that the PC gaming market is like a profitable and growing space, I think they're going to try to take advantage of it.